Join us, my friend. Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Where are we going?
Picture a man going on a journey beyond sight and sound.
Not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Sounds like everyone's having a good time.
Right. Here we go.
We go now, right?
Right now.
All right. Here we go.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Yeah, a lot of people are from Somalia, and I gotta tell you, the criminals from Somalia are causing all sorts of havoc here. President Trump has had it up to here with the garbage from these people who are stealing and robbing us blind and going after our ships and everything else, and he has taken a strong stand. Good for him. He says that the Somalis, the way that they've shipped in all these people from this third world crap hole, ruined Minnesota. And by the way, Ohio is the second has the second largest number of Somalis than after Minnesota. And so they're mostly around Columbus. And my fear is that this is going to be another Haitian plan. By mutilation, Mike DeWine, he helped import all of these Haitians from that third world cesspool, whatever. You saw the kind of problems in Springfield. Well, now we're realizing that there are tens of thousands of these illegal Somalis here, and lots of concerns about a lot of the fraud that is going on in Minnesota. And we've got some people here saying, hey, that they're doing similar things here. Also, they've got setups with grocery stores and welfare cards. And I know it's a mess. So Trump is lashing out, and he is getting a lot of grief for it. But I think he's speaking for an awful lot of Americans. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, Wellsburg, West Virginia. What the hell are you thinking? Guess who they hired to be their new administrator? The same person who had been the administrator in the village of Shadyside. Hey, Johnny, you going to get here? Where are you? Johnny O was supposed to be here to share something with you. He's really upset about something. I think something on the roadways. And he said, oh, yeah, I'm going to come in. I'm going to do this segment here because this is going to help my career. Oh, here he comes now. And so I'm trying to stretch here. I'm just trying to get some. Just have a seat. Hold on. Have a seat. Let me move this thing up.
You have nothing to talk about today.
Shut up. I always have stuff to talk about. First off, I hope you didn't buy me a Christmas gift yet because I'm not going to buy you anything. I'm sorry. I'm not going to buy you anything.
Oh, you aren't?
No. No, I'm not.
No Christmas gift?
No Christmas gift.
You and Leslie buy each other something?
No. She doesn't want anything.
We don't either. We don't do any buying each other gifts.
Yeah, nobody cares. So the reason that you're here is because you had an ugly incident on the roadway.
Well, I don't know how ugly it is. I think my tire's going low on my new, my new Explorer from Schultz Ford. I'm going to have to call the mobile service.
That's a great commercial. I hope Mr. Bazzi's not listening.
He is. Well, no, it happens to all of us.
Doesn't happen to me.
You throw crap out of your car window, probably. You know, people. Yeah. You know, tires and nails and screws.
So I asked you when you were on the other station there.
Right. Oh, the number one station in town. The number one show.
It's the number one. Yes. Exactly. There was something that really upset you, and you just started laughing because you were really upset about something.
Yeah.
So tell the listeners about this.
Okay. So we're out last night. We go to the Highlands, do some Christmas shopping.
We as you and Kathy.
Kathy and I. Yes.
Okay.
We go to the Highlands, and I'm seeing all these houses lit up with these fake lights.
Mm-hmm.
I call them fake lights. They're not Christmas lights. They're lights that people get put up now. It's the thing now to get. It's these lights where they put them up, and they're good all year round. They turn pumpkin colors, they'll turn Valentine's Day colors, they'll go green for St. Patty's Day. I understand that's the way of the world, but I don't want to drive around and say they just look like regular lights. It's just colored lights.
Yeah.
They're not Christmas lights.
Yeah.
So.
And that's all it took to upset you.
It did upset
that
me.
That is all.
Because people used to go out and decorate their homes. You know, they would go out and put stuff up for decorating for the holidays.
Well, okay. Is that Is that something that you do, or is it something you're just criticizing other people? You don't do that, do you?
No, I want to drive around and look at other people.
There you go. You complain about them, and you're not doing it.
I want to drive around and see other people. No, we put up three trees in the house. We have three trees.
Three?
Yeah.
How big is your house?
I have a big house. I've been working in radio for a long time. Oh. Radio pays good. I know you don't think that because you've worked for peanuts.
I know that.
Circus peanuts at that.
Yeah, really. But stop making fun of Mr. Deep Pockets. He's doing the best he can.
Speaking of Mr. Deep Pockets, yes. I was going to save this for another show. But
what?
Our Christmas party is on, you know, on Tuesday. There's no working on Wednesday. Nobody works on Wednesday.
Seriously? There
Nobody.
Oh, I booked a guest. Seriously. Are you serious?
You can come in all you want, but I'm not. Okay.
Yeah.
Deep Pockets is going somewhere. I don't know where he's going. I think he's going to Switzerland or the Swiss Alps or something to drink cocoa over there with the, you know, the people that blow those horns.
Oh, the Ricola.
Ricola.
There you go. Okay. Yes, yes.
So, long story short, he says, oh, we got to move the Christmas party back because we had it set for Saturday the 20th.
Yeah.
Okay. So I said, if we move it back, no, but I don't want to come in on Wednesday and work if I'm at a Christmas party on Tuesday night.
Sure.
So, and I don't know how other people feel about that, but I don't think you should have to work the next day.
Well,
especially as early as we get up.
But you're going to get paid for it, whether you show up here or not. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you're saying, so he said what now? What did
he
say?
So he says, So I said, number one, we got to have an open bar for us.
Yeah, for some of our employees
some
will
of our,
insist
our
on
saucy
this.
People, but they are saucy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have no idea what goes on behind
yes,
the scenes.
Yes, that's right.
You have no idea.
People wonder why our language around here, we talk like sailors and truckers.
And Somali.
The one girl came in one time with this, and she said, you guys all have trucker's mouth. I said, we don't have it on the radio, though.
Right,
when
right,
we're in the
right.
station, you got to. This is what we do. We know when this mic comes on, the mic's
so
always
hot. So it's open bar.
So we're having an open bar.
Oh, that
and,
sucks.
We're gonna be-
that sucks because I don't drink, so how am I going to get my money's worth? I can only drink so many bottles of water.
I don't know. You can bring a little flask with you and pour it in or something.
He should pay me for all the... For all this drinks I'm not going to drink.
Yeah,
that's the only fair way. That's the only fair way.
So
it really is.
You're not eating, so you want paid for the dinner.
Exactly.
And you're not going to do, but you're just showing up because I ask you to come.
Well, you browbeat me. Okay.
I told him, everybody is off the next day. I said, that's the way we're going to do it, or we're not having a party.
Even our Israeli security guard, Natan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy cow. Seriously, we're not going to be. I think I've scheduled a guest. Now you're just telling me this?
It's a week away.
I can't believe this. Hold on, Wednesday the 17th. Oh, I don't have a guest scheduled. Oh, that'll work.
Okay,
that'll
work. Then.
That'll
you
work
have to come
fine.
In. It's all
that'll work fine.
Yeah,
yeah. But so what else, what else is going to be happening? Are they going to have a DJ, a good DJ, who can play music? Or
not
what?
Me. No, don't even. So people do that all the time. Can you just bring your
stuff and
set it up and turn it on
and let
it go?
I stipulated a good DJ.
Oh, okay.
So who are they going to bring in?
Nobody. It's just
no
us.
Music.
No.
Oh, for heaven's sakes! This is a radio.
We're
going to
do karaoke Christmas.
No,
we'll be listening
way.
To Reindeer Radio. That's what we'll be listening to.
Excuse me. Let me stick my finger down my throat. How did he ever afford Nicole Kidman to be the voiceover for that?
I don't know.
Holy cow.
I'm telling you, it costs a lot.
It's not everyone who could think, you know, Ohio Valley, get an Australian woman.
That's where your Christmas bonus went.
To Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, to Nicole Kidman. Back to the lights. So that's the deal with the Christmas
back
party.
To
so
the nobody, Christmas party. What else about the Christmas party?
What else do you want to know?
Gifts?
No gifts. No secret Santas or nothing.
No. From Mr. Deepak. Is he going to give us gifts this year? Another quarter ham or an eighth of a ham or a slice of ham?
I get a ham sandwich.
That's about it. Look, I got a red bow on it there.
Oh, be nice now. Know what?
There's some people here
who
are
still... You're lucky
you
have a job.
Well, you call this a job? there are some people here who still resent him for giving a Christmas gift of a quarter or half a ham. I think it was half a ham.
Those are great hams. I
don't
love them.
Don't suck up to him. It's half.
Oh, okay.
He buys the whole thing. He cuts it in half.
Does he?
He has one of his guys
gloves
doing
on when
it.
He does that.
Well, thank goodness for that. But one of the guys here is still upset that he only got half a ham.
Oh, okay. What about the people who don't eat ham? They get nothing.
Well, yeah, I can't eat it because it got sugar all over it, so I can't. Right. I can't eat that. But so pretty much, I'm striking out with this Christmas party here. I can't drink. I don't drink. I'm not going to eat the food.
You're not getting a gift.
I'm not going to get a gift. I'm not going to get half a ham.
Are you going to wear a turtleneck? That's the question.
Oh yeah, to hide my Ronald Reagan turkey neck.
You got the jibs rolling there. Oh,
the
turtle. Oh, I can't.
I'm thinking, is there a good local plastic surgeon who can do something about this?
I could do it for you. All you need is a couple of, you know, the clothespins. That's all we need.
I tried that.
There's some straight pins.
They fell off. Yeah, I've tried those. I've tried those.
We could put a couple of knobs in your neck, like, you know,
like Frankenstein.
There
Frankenstein's
you
monster. Exactly. Yes. So back to the lights. What about these lights that they...
I don't like them. I just...
Let me ask the question before you answer. What about those lights that I've seen on TV now, where it's like a spotlight, where they shine up on the house and they move around?
That's 2000, dude. That's 2004.
You don't like those?
Those are no. Gosh, no. The Ronco presents the no need to hang up Christmas lights at your house. Get this one shadow box.
It looks good on TV. It looks good on TV.
Well, that's they all look good on TV.
No, that's
the
true.
Mr. Microphone worked very well on TV.
You mean it doesn't work well?
No, it doesn't work on FM radio. Hey, good looking. We'll be back later to pick you up. Remember that,
man.
The Mr. Microphone?
Yeah. Okay, great. Anything else that's upset you, like the Somali situation with Trump? Did you hear what he said last night?
I heard, yes.
I've got the audio clip. I had to add a sound effect to mask the S word.
Oh, he said the S word?
Oh, did he, baby? I can play it for you. Hold on. Wait a minute. I can do this. Wait a minute. Roadcaster. Hold on. Stay right there. Don't move.
Hold on.
Let me play this. You should be able to hear this, right?
I can always hear it.
Okay, here, hold on a second. Here we go. This is the part where I added the sound effect for the S word. Hold on.
We had a meeting, and I said, why is it we only take people from countries? What? Why can't we have some people from Norway, Sweden, just a few? Let's have a few.
I mean,
from Denmark. Do you mind sending us a few people? Send us some nice people. Do you mind? But we always take people from Somalia, places that are a disaster, right? Filthy, dirty, disgusting, ridden with crime. The only thing they're good at is going after ships.
All right, you know.
And you know that place well here in the valley. You know people are going, oh, yeah. Because those are Somalis who are hijacking all those ships. I still don't know how they did it. But they're hijacking all those ships. That's what they do. It's
the freighters
a third world
out there in
It's a third world crap hole.
Wasn't there a movie made about that with the captain with Tom Hanks was in it or something?
Exactly. I'm good, but no. Oh, their teeth, the worst teeth in the world. You think the English are bad with teeth? Oh, my God. You can't imagine. You cannot begin to imagine.
That's because they drink a lot of Mountain Dew, probably.
Well, maybe so. So, anything else about the Christmas party? Because apparently I'm striking out all over the place.
Well, you know, we didn't really. You can come in and work if you want, and then you won't have to come. You'll have to work then. If you're not at the party, you don't have to work.
No, I'll show up. I just want to get something out of it. I mean, I'm giving, you know, of my time. Everyone's going to go, Dimitri's here. It must be important. You know, that sort of a thing. Can we have selfies taken with you? It's like, hey, we work together. You can do that anytime. Autographs.
Right.
I mean, that because it's just my way of giving back to my
public.
You
get pictures of yourself to the people that win stuff here.
I do, whether they want them or not.
What?
You're going to get a publicity photo.
That's definitely a re-gifter.
You're going to get a headshot, whether you want it or not. That might explain why some of the people who won gifts still have them here.
That's right.
On our prize
still
wall.
Hanging on, they won't come in and get them.
Hey, wait a minute.
Them.
I wanted these zoo tickets, but I'm going to have a picture of Dimitri? I don't think so.
I tell him I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
I do. I definitely feel sorry for him. So.
It's a cry for help. It's a cry. You still have time. Don't worry about that.
I'm worried about my time over there.
Oh, don't worry about that. Oh, I got the number one station. I'm the number one guy. You could stay here all morning and still have great ratings over there. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
So no big deal. Anything else for Christmas? Or you're getting Kathy nothing for Christmas.
We don't buy each other anything. There is nothing I need.
What did I just say? Kathy. No one cares about you. I asked, you're getting Kathy nothing for Christmas.
She asked me that the other day. She came in and she goes, no, we're not buying each other anything, right? Because usually what I always do, I always buy her something and say it's from the dog. You know?
Jeez.
I say, Riley got you something.
Riley?
Riley's our dog.
Riley?
Riley. Yes.
What kind of dog is this?
She's a little Cocker Spaniel mix. She's
Cocker Spaniel. They pee all over the place.
No, they don't. She's almost 20 years. She's 18
really?
Years old, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
18 okay. years old.
So Riley is, okay, so Riley's going to get Kathy a gift.
Usually Riley does, but yeah. Not this year. Riley is not going to get, you know, she'll get her a card, and I put her paw on it.
Well, if you want, look, if you want, if it'll help, I have got some extra publicity photos. You could give you? Them to Kath and, you know, put some red
bows on them. We'll be howling at the moon all night, what? Won't we?
You know, anyway, what else, very quickly, what's going on WAMP? You got some other
WAMP,
stuff happening.
We're doing our Christmas kids on there. You can call yes. up and sponsor a needy child. I know you're going to do one. You and Leslie are going to take care of a
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Okay, anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Johnny O, the number one, what is it again? Number one host, number one show, number one.
Number one disc jockey in the valley.
Something like that. All right.
I'm the only one stupid enough to stay around.
As he's talking to me here in the valley. Thank you, Johnny.
You're welcome, my friend. Thank you. Take care.